Greetings, my friends, and welcome to this week's Weekly Wisdom Lessons that are an extension of the Weekly Wisdom Tips that you've received by mail or email or perhaps through reading my blog or even my Facebook posts. Try to keep these out there in the world as much as possible. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the concept of brevity. Brevity is the soul of wit, William Shakespeare said, and that is a very important and significant statement. We tend to go on and on about whatever it is that's on our minds. My goal in presenting this material today is to not do that, but instead to present the concept quickly and easily. So here it is. Know what it is that you're going to say before you say it. Ask for what you want and be quiet. Wait for a response. Ask them a question. More often than not, we're better off asking questions than we are continuing to repeat ourselves, hoping that people will get it the second, third, or fourth time. How does this apply to our business? The most effective business people, the most effective salespeople, the most effective managers and leaders are people who have the ability to make their points quickly and easily and then shut up. Stop talking, stop explaining and over-explaining yourself, and give others an opportunity to say what they need to say. If they don't get it, you'll see it in their face. And again, you'll ask a question rather than adding more on top of what you've already said. As a salesperson, make your presentations brief and to the point, and then start asking questions. As quickly as you can, enter into a dialogue with people rather than a monologue, and you'll find that you develop a much better relationship with the people with whom you're doing business, and you'll sell a lot more of your products and services. This week, we're going to take the concept of brevity and build it into the Hypnosis for Change call, the hypnotic induction that I'll be presenting to those of you who purchased that product or who are members of my Mindful Selling and Leadership program. We'll have an opportunity to hear a brief hypnotic induction that will encourage you to choose brevity, a message speaking directly to your subconscious mind so that you will more naturally be inclined to find the most eloquent way, an elegant way, to say what you need to say. By practicing brevity in what you say, in what you write, and in every area of your life, you'll find that people are more positively responsive to you and want to do business with you more. I encourage you once again to seek the quickest and simplest way of saying what you need to say. Follow my lead in the Weekly Wisdom Tips as I continue to bring advanced concepts to you in 2 to 3 short paragraphs. If you can do the same thing, as you describe your products and services, you'll be far ahead of the game. Mark Twain, who was asked how long it takes him to present a 1-hour speech, and for that he said it takes him about a day. And when asked how long it takes him to prepare a 15-minute speech, he said, well, that can take up to a week. Hone your craft, hone your message, tighten it up, and know when it's time to stop talking. Like it is right now.